الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the greatest anxieties in the heart of anyone with iman is how can I get my dua to be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. But the issue is that making dua is one thing, and for the dua to be accepted is something else. So how can I get my dua to be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Himself told us how we can get our dua accepted by Him. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa inni qareeb. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. Falyastajibu li wal yu'minu bi." لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. And when he asks me for something, when he makes dua, I listen to it. اُجِبُ دَعَوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. Then tell him to obey me and tell him to have iman on me. Fal yastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun, so that he may be rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us the way to get the dua, get our duas to be accepted. Allah said, when you ask about Allah, the first thing is that concern for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concern to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concern to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask about Allah brings us close to Allah. So that is the first point. Second point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when he asks me, I listen to it. I accept his dua. But whether Allah gives it or not, Allah put two conditions. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي Well, يُؤْمِنُ بِي. Let him obey me, and then let him have iman. Now, obedience and iman are linked. We obey because we have iman. We obey because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we obey, the iman increases. The iman is strengthened by obedience, not by disobedience. Disobedience destroys iman. Disobedience goes through different stages. The first time you disobey, you are regretful and you regret what you have done, you are contrite, maybe you make tawbah also, and so on. But then as disobedience increases and as disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, then shaitan brings in different stages where from being contrite and from being regretting and being ashamed of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which leads to tawbah, which is the right route, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive the one who makes tawbah. But gradually, as you continue israr alal ma'asi, to continue and insist on sin, as we continue from, we move from being ashamed and from being regretful, because this being ashamed and regretful cannot be continued indefinitely. There is a point beyond which the psychologically the human mind and heart rebels against being shameful. You can't just keep feeling shameful. Feeling shameful about something has to result in one of two things. Either you leave that thing, which is the right thing, so you feel you did something wrong, unknowingly or maybe even knowingly, whatever is the point of weakness, but having done it, you are genuinely regretful, you are genuinely shameful, so you leave it, you don't do it again. That is the right way. But the other way is also which happens, which is that you keep repeating, you cannot sustain this being shameful, so you start justifying it. You start justifying. Gradually you say, no, but this was weakness. Then you say, well, what to do, this is how things are. Then again it moves to a point where everybody else is also doing, so what if I do? I am not the only one. So gradually it moves from feeling shameful to starting to justify what you are doing. The biggest danger of justifying what you are doing is tawbah is, the door of tawbah gets closed. Because if you feel that what you are doing is right, then where is the question of making tawbah? So that continues to the point where you actually, may Allah protect us from that, you actually end up with kufr. If Allah does not protect, then you start denying Allah Himself. Because you say, well, you know, this rule itself is unfair. Yeah, the rule in itself, if you say rule is unfair, what are you saying? You're saying Allah is unjust. So this is denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is kufr. So therefore, if we go on that route of insisting on sin, then it can lead us into a very bad place, which is that we ask Allah to protect us from that. It can actually lead us to kufr and completely getting out of Islam altogether. And it starts very small. The way to visualize this is in geometry. If you have the question of parallel lines, if you have two parallel lines, two lines starting from the same point, and if they are parallel to each other, then you know, it looks like one line, because there is no, these two will never meet. But if you have these two lines starting from the same point, and at the point of origin, if you make a difference of only 1 degree, so if you make a difference of only 1 degree at the point of origin, it's almost imperceptible. I mean, if you have to actually measure it to see that there is a difference, it looks like the same thing. But that 1 degree at infinity is huge. It's massive. It's got the whole world between the two points, because it's parting, and then it goes and goes and goes, and as it goes further away, it goes further away. This is a very simple geometric principle. So at infinity, a difference of 1 degree at origin, at infinity it becomes very huge. So that is why this deviation is such a dangerous thing, because deviation always looks like it is small. It starts small, but gradually, as I said, if you don't come back to the original point, then the deviation takes you further and further and further away to somewhere else altogether. So obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a condition of the acceptance of dua. Now you might say, well, what about somebody who is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on? Is his tawbah not accepted? Tawbah is accepted because tawbah is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who is committing sins, or who is making shirk or kufr, that person also, as long as he makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah accept his tawbah, and he can enter Islam, he can come back to a path of obedience. And that dua is the only dua which is accepted in that stage of disobedience, which is tawbah, which is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa mashallah, of course, Allah has the right to obey, to accept any dua he wants. I am talking about the dalail from the Quran. So that is one issue of acceptance of dua, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fal yastajibu li wal yuminu bi. So as I said, we ask Allah because we believe in Allah. But as we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, this belief is increased. It becomes stronger and stronger. The more we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger the belief becomes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la'allahum yarshudun, that these such people, inshallah, they will be guided to the right path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be obedient to Him, and to help us to see the power of acceptance of our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the path that leads to his pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.